Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Wikipedia page for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
And in exchange for your subscription, now we're giving you our part of the deal early, but we have a very special guest here, ladies and gentlemen, David Fischoff. Welcome.
Wow, thank you. This is quite exciting.
I'm excited as well, especially because Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is amazing. And so I'm so excited to read about it and then hear you tell us your inside scoops.
Well, and I'd love to share it because you can read all about it. You can actually watch a movie about it. But unless you do it, you won't really get the 100% effect that the power of music will have on your life.
I agree. At the end of the show, I want to tell you about a project that I do for fun and that I think you would like as well. But let's get going.
I'm going to also do a comedy fantasy camp, so we could talk about that too, Victor.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Here we go. Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. The Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is an interactive musical event that takes place in various locations worldwide involving various rock stars on various dates.
Attendees play, write, and record music in professional rehearsal and recording studios alongside those from the music industry, culminating in an event where attendees perform live on stage at a well-known venue. Participants are formed into bands, each with its own rock star mentor. Over the course of the experience, campers learn band dynamics, songwriting, receive instrument training, and hear from industry speakers and participate in Q&A sessions with well-known musicians. I want to do this, and I want Jack Black to be my mentor.
I don't blame you. So the event is targeted at players of any talent level, from a novice to advanced. It's geared more toward adults, with the average attendees age between 35 and 55. And it was founded in 1997 by me, David Fischoff, and approximately 6,000 people have thus far participated.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's probably up to 7,000 since this page has been, you know, created.
Oh, wow.
So with any project like this, I'm sure there's like a turning point. Like, when was your turning point when you're like, oh, this is a wild idea and maybe this is fun, to, wow, this is something that is going to be around forever?
I think when The Simpsons did their episode.
Oh, yeah.
They did a great episode where Homer goes to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You know, that really gave us a lot of legitimacy, but a lot of people didn't even know there really is a Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Jay Leno, when I first announced it, he got up there in the on his Tonight Show monologue and said, hey, did you ever hear about this Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp? For $5,000, you can jam with a bunch of B rock and roll stars. He said, for $6,000, you can check yourself in the Betty Ford Clinic and jam with some A rock and roll stars. So he did a monologue every night. And then since then, you know, from Bones to Pawn Stars to, you know, all these TV shows, they've been doing episodes. Ellen, when she had her comedy show, she did a whole dedicated old episode to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And then this past year, Billions, I don't even know if that's hit the page yet, but Billions, their second episode this past year was where the star goes to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Awesome. Wow. I'm going to hunt down all of these appearances.
Do you think that the Disney movie Camp Rock was based on Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
I think so, because I created it before they did. And, you know, I should have, when I got the opportunity to get the URL Camp Rock, you know, I should have taken that one. But I took Rock Camp instead, and I should have taken both of them. But absolutely, you know, no one had ever, at the time that I was doing Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, was ever jamming with celebrities. Rock stars didn't want to do it. I mean, you know, they're used to never, you know, running out the back door. Very rarely were there were never meet and greets in our business like they are today. And then you're asking people to jam with artists, you know, let alone didn't get a chance to meet them. So, you know, we were probably the first ones to all these things, and I'm proud about it, you know, but it's been a lot of fun.
I think it sounds amazing. Let's go. Celebrity attendees. The celebrities at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp consist primarily of headliners and rock star counselors.
Past headliners have included Roger Daltrey, The Who.
So Roger's been an amazing, you know, he was the first really big name that did Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And once he did it, we got a lot of much more publicity, and it became a you know, more awareness, and it attracted many, many other rock stars, including Brian Wilson came after that. So then Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains, he's done it three times already, and he's been a major guest. And I think the funny story I love to tell about Jerry is that he came to camp, and then he posted on his website that one of his favorite guitars was stolen, and two campers he met at rock camp hired a private eye. They found his guitar for him.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Mike Inez, Alice in Chains.
Yeah, Mike's a bass player. Mike Inez.
Ace Frehley from Kiss.
Another great guest. You know, he's done it many times, and he's super, super individual. Bret Michaels of Poison.
Steven Tyler, Aerosmith.
Vince Neil, Motley Crue.
Bill Wyman, the Rolling Stones. I mean, that to me was exciting. I did a camp in London at Abbey Road Studio. And Bill Wyman, he did it twice. He was terrific.
Oh, wow. Such iconic names like Abbey Road Studio, too. Mm-hmm. Nico McBrain, Iron Maiden.
Biggest tour out this year, Iron Maiden. Nico was a great guest. He did it a year ago. He's going to be doing it in the future.
Steve Morse, Deep Purple.
Another great one. Dave Mustaine, Megadeth. And he's featured in the film. Terrific. You know, he really comes off great in the Rock Camp movie.
Past counselors have included Vinny Appice.
Phil X.
Teddy Andriotis. Yeah, Teddy was the keyboard player in Guns N' Roses for a while and played with many major acts. Great, great person.
Nita Strauss.
Lita Ford.
Rudy Sarzo.
Derek St. Holmes.
Sandy Gennaro. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you get over your starstruck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. We really appreciate it. And if you're Star Trek, it's fine. Don't listen to Rachel.
Don't listen to Rachel.
Yes, I said it. Online masterclasses. At the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp launched an online masterclass program hosted via Zoom. In less than a year, they held more than 100 classes with musicians and music industry executives ranging from Alice Cooper to Roger Daltrey, Dave Mustaine, Desmond Child, Jason Flom, and numerous others.
You should turn your mic down just a little bit. When you get excited, you peak.
And to update this, we did 160 masterclasses. Ah. It was incredible every night to hear these rockers, you know, just talk about, give advice out to people. What I love most is that I asked them to stand for an hour. Most of them stayed on for 2-3 hours because they turned to me and said, I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I guess they didn't. It was the pandemic.
Yeah. Rock Camp, the movie. In January 2021, a documentary film on the past 2.5 decades of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp was released. The film, titled Rock Camp, the movie, follows the history of the camp, its founder, and the different artists and campers who attend. The film was directed by Doug Blush, known for his work on over 100 documentaries. In April 2021, comedian Jimmy Fallon was quoted as saying he loved the documentary on The Tonight Show.
So tell you about Doug Blush. You know, he just won another Oscar this year. Mm-hmm. The movie The Elephants that was on Netflix, a short documentary film. I hired him because I saw what an amazing job he did on 20 Feet from Stardom, which he edited that film that also won an Oscar. And he's been involved with many Oscar-winning films, and he did a terrific job. And the film is still over 90% Rotten Tomatoes, but everyone can watch it. It's on Amazon Prime and it's free. It's even on YouTube channel. It's free.
It's called The Elephant?
It's called the Elephants. But Rock Camp, the movie, is free on Amazon Prime.
Oh, awesome. I have Amazon Prime. I'm going to check it out.
How was that process of making this documentary for you?
So that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It took 5 years, 90 terabytes of video to go through, film. Very hard. I mean, it's probably the hardest thing that I ever had to do. Making a film is very difficult. I think the best line I learned was, your film is over when the money runs out. But it came out awesome, but it's a lot of work. And you gotta respect anyone who makes a film, you gotta respect them.
I understand. I've directed and produced a few films too. So yeah, mm-hmm. I know the grind.
It's a grind. Yeah. So the rights and getting the rights today and the music rights and everything you say.
Oh, that's a whole nother level. I haven't had to do that myself. Like, you know, that's a whole different thing.
A lot, you know, I wish I would have. Now I'm ready to do it for half the price. Rock Camp, the movie, is available on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, YouTube, as well as other streaming platforms.
Oh, so it's kind of like what you said.
It's
funny. In popular culture, in the episode, How I Spent My Strummer Vacation 2002 of the television series The Simpsons, Homer Simpson attends the camp and plays with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
I remember when that episode came out.
It's still one of the top 10 episodes.
It's a great episode.
Yeah.
The camp was featured in the episode Ellen Unplugged 1997 of the television series Ellen.
The camp was the setting in Bones, episode 19 of the 5th season.
On Pawn Stars, Rick and Roll TV episode 2013, Rick Harrison fulfills his fantasy by singing with Roger Daltrey of The Who. Rick states, I sang with Roger Daltrey. I can now die.
That's not really what he sounds like.
That's pretty close.
SNL season 22, episode 20, Jeff Goldblum creates the character Vic Oksek, who does a spoof ad for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp on Saturday Night Live.
A television reality series, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, produced by Mark Burnett Productions, aired on VH1 Classic for 2 seasons. Rudy Sarzo, Kip Winger, Gene Simmons, Mark Hudson, Ace Frehley, Brett Michaels, Michael Anthony, Lita Ford, Lemmy. Corey Proctor was a football player with the Dallas Cowboys. Anu Gunn, Heather Williams, Kieran Elliott, with others, appeared on the season one of the television show. Season one broke all viewing records for VH1 Classic. Season two featured Matt Sorum, Duff McKagan, Paul Stanley, Phil Collin, Marky Ramone, and Sammy Hagar.
Wow. The Seattle Comedy Show Almost Live had a 1994 skit called Rockstar Fantasy Camp, which featured grunge band stars Dave Grohl, Kim Thayil, and Mike McCready. The skit predated the founding of the real Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp by 3 years.
Ooh,
scandalous. Ooh, they took a stab at you.
Ooh, is that what that is? A stab? Well, yeah, you know what? If it was 1994, I don't remember this, but Kim Thayil, he just appeared recently from Soundgarden, also a tremendous human being. And I'm also proud to announce that Fox TV now is developing a comedy. I guess that has to get put up there based on Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, not only with Jack Black, but especially Billy Joe Armstrong.
So me too. We got to get Billy Joe. I hope he's listening to this because he's one of my favorites. And his drummer also, anyone from Green Day, I really, they would be great. They'd be great to go to the camp. But I also realized that this wiki page has to be updated. A lot of exciting news has happened since then. Pete Best of the Beatles.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be coming to the upcoming camp in July. And if you want to learn more about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, of course, you know, go to our website, rockcamp.com, and you'll see all the latest camps.
That's awesome. And we'll definitely hit you up and let you know when this is airing so we can share it with everybody.
And we would love to.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash your guitar on the ground at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.